Vayihi b'shalach. The Medrash says, Vay b'shalach. Who's krechtzing? So machloikis in the Medrash. One shot is that Pari is krechtzing, and one shot is that Klal Yisrael or Moshe Rabbeinu is krechtzing. Why? What's the Vay? So Pari is being Vay because it's b'shalach. We know that the Torah says the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Chazal said really it's from Cheshbon, from Brisbane of Sarim, from Leidas Yitzchak, and those Cheshbonis. But the Emes, it says they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. The Koshi Ashibit was supposed to be for 430 years. But because Vayimara was Chayayim, it was shortened. It was shortened only to 86 years. We said once that the Pshat is there was supposed to be 430 years, which is five times Elikim. Five times Midas Hadin is 430. But the Amish had to shorten it, and they were only in Mitzrayim one Mida of Elikim. Only 86 Spitz years of Kosh Yashivut. Elikim is Gematria Kois. And that's why we have Arba Koisos, because four of fifths of the Shibud of the Kosh Yashivut we didn't have. We were supposed to have Kosh Yashivut for 430 years, and 344 years of it was taken off. Only 86 years. B'shalach is Gematria 340 and 4, if the 4 Oisius is 344. Vay on the B'shalach. And that's also Shmad, because that's why Klal Yisrael is correcting. Because if we would have stayed in Mitzrayim the full amount of the Golas, there wouldn't have been necessary another Golas. We went out early after 86 years of Kosh Yashibud. We still have left Shmad. All the tzaras of all the other years of the Shibud is the other Arba Koisos. And that's the krechts of the Vayihi B'shalach. On that Pari's krechtzing, he lost out on his Shmad amount of years, B'shalach amount of years. And we're krechtzing on the fact that we have to still be Mashlimit. And Lamaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu, 345, takes us out of those 344 years. And he knocks out Paroi, who's 355, with 10 makas. Paroi is 10 more than Moshe, but he isn't 10 makas. Paroi is 10 more than Moshe, not the 10 makas, it evens out. Vayihi b'shalach Paroi, esa'om. V'leinochem aleikim derech eretz, plishtim kikorevu. Pen yinochem ma'om v'roisa melchoma v'shovu mitzrayma. Hashem was worried they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. It's so close, they'll have tzaras, they'll run back to Mitzrayim. Zot the Nesivah Shalom, not that physically they're going to run back to Mitzrayim. We know that Yitzias Mitzrayim was not just the physical going out of Mitzrayim, it was the Chamishim Shari Tuma, the Memtes Shari Tuma, and they went out, and it's Vachamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Vachamushim is Chamishim. There were 50 Yitzias Mitzrayims. There really was 50 Yitzias Mitzrayims. Every Madrega of Tuma, maybe it's not taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, it's taking the Mitzrayim out of the Yidden. There was 50 levels, and every level was another Yitzia. They went out 50 levels of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Emes Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, they went all the way up. Yisru'ah de la'Allah, it was from Hashem's, not with our schos, that we went up all the Madregas. But then we had to earn it. So we go through 50 days till we get to Shavuos. And then, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, Asher Yitzay, Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That was when it was really the Yitzias Mitzrayim. When they finally were mashlim, the 50 Yitzias Mitzrayims. Now the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. The first night they right away did the full 50. But that was not with their input. Now they're slowly going to go and work on these 50 days of doing the 50 Yitzias Mitzrayims. So after the Rabbanu Shalom, they're going to go Derech Eretz Plishtim, Ki Karevu. Pen Yinochem On, Baroisa Mulchama, Vishavu Mitzrayim. They'll have a little Mulchama Sayyats or a little this. They'll be right back in Mitzrayim. Not physically they're going to go back, but they're not going to make it. There's a Seder, Advorim over here first of Bachamushim, to totally go out of the 50 levels, and then to work on it. Hashem is worried they're going to quickly just go back to Mitzrayim. And that's the Emes, it's Vayihi B'shalach Paroi. Paroi sent us out. The Emes took us out. But Paroi was still attached to us. He was Malav of us, and we're still attached to him. And that's why he runs after us. Eventually, by Kriyas Yamsuf, was when the Yitzias Mitzrayim is totally over. By Yirdufu Mitzrayim Achareim originally, because it was B'shalach Paroi. We're still attached. We weren't Mitnatek in Gansen. Then, later on, when they're working already on their own, it wasn't just the Eberster. When the Eberster just helps you without your input, then the Mitzrayim is still going to run after you. When it finally came to Kriyas Yamsuf, they were Moisa Nefesh to jump into the Yam. They were Moisa Nefesh to jump into the Yam. And then was the finalizing of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'leinochem alikim derech eretz. This wasn't regular derech eretz when they were going in the midbar now. And that's the hemshach of the parsha. The derech eretz, the way of the world, mayim comes from shemayim. Lechem comes from the eretz. Over here, this is a different parsha. It's hakdamah to parshas b'shalach. There's going to be mon and hashemayim. There's going to be the mayim of the be'er, not from the geshem. It's totally not derech eretz, this parsha. This parsha, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not derech eretz. Mayim, min ha'oretz, lechem min ha'shamayim. It's not the regular derech eretz. Now, they're getting close to the Yam. The Eibishter didn't tell them to go be loichem. The Eibishter made a nace of Kriyas Yamsef that he does for us. Why did he not tell them taka to be loichem? So one shot is because he wanted to avoid the chas v'shalom, the havamina even of koichiv yoichim yadi, that we should think we did it. We should realize that it's taka Hashem yilochem lechem v'atem tacharishun. The Ben Ezra says a pshat, because the Yidden, this door of the Yoytze Mitzrayim, were not for the mentality of fighting. They were avodim, they were in golos, they were meshubit. They're not holding back, we're fighting against the umois, we're strong, we're going to go against the umois. No, we're in golos now, we're first coming out of the golos. It's not that mentality. B'yoyser, he writes in a different place that the emes is, the Eibishter was Mesoiv of the Sivis, of course it was because of Chet, but Lamaisa, the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor Yoytze Mitzrayim, didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. They weren't the ones with the mentality that's going to go fight the Shloshim Ve'echod Malochim of the Canaanim. It's not that Dor, it's for the next Dor. Avad, they were supposed to, and it's only because of Chet, but the Eibishter was Mesoiv of it like that. The Dor of the Yoytze Mitzrayim weren't of the mentality of the fighting. The Eibishter, Hashem Yilochem Lechem, Ba'atem Tacharishun. And that's now the Seder of, we're getting close to the Gidna going away. And now Pari wants to run after them. Vayomer Paroi Livnei Yisrael, Nevuchem Heim Ba'aretz, Sogar Aleim Amidbar. Vayomer Paroi Livnei Yisrael. He's talking to Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael aren't there. So Rashi says, Vayomer Paroi Al Bnei Yisrael. He's talking about them. Over in Targum Yoinison says, it's Vayomer Paroi Livnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, Loshen Rabim is two. Minimum two. Dosan Vaviram. Dosan Vaviram didn't leave. And Pari's talking to them. Vayomer Pari Livnei Yisrael to Dosan Vaviram, who were Mishtayer from the Bnei Yisrael, they stayed in Mitzrayim. The Chorayim asked, if Dosan Vaviram stayed in Mitzrayim, a lot of the Midbar, the Dor of Mitzrayim, wanted to stay. Four-fifths were killed in Makas Choshech because they didn't want to leave. What was Dosan Vaviram's chus? So I saw Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin says, because Dosan Vaviram were the Shoitrim that were soivel, that they didn't finish the quota, and then they were soivel. They were the ones that were punished. Ain't of us had soivel given for an under yid, kumtem a bezundere schus, and that's why they were saved. And beyoysed there are makoyrish that there was a bezundere kriyas yamsa for them. There are makoyrish and medrashim and svarim that there was a separate kriyas yamsa for dosan vavir. Ubnei Yisrael hokul by Abasha, it means dosan vavir. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, the capital that talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Actually, it's the next capital, capital Kuvov. Kuvhei talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayigar b'yamsuf. The Eibishter had to be goyer in the yam. Why did it have to be goyer in the yam? So I saw it brought down. Not for the Klal Yisrael, for to take two. For the Dosan Vaviram, Kriyas Yamsuf. The Eibishter had to be zunder be goyer in the yam. That was the zunder Dosan Vaviram dike Kriyas Yamsuf. There's another shot in the Maznaim Torah. The Maznaim Torah says that the reason Dosan Vaviram weren't punished, because they were told that the Yidden are only going out to Mitzrayim for 3 days. Now the emes is Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that they're only going out for 3 days. That's what he told Paroi. But the emes, still a hate, he told Dosan Vaviram, he told Paroi that they're going for 3 days. He told Paroi that they're going out for 3 days. But he told the Ganze Klal Yisrael that they're really going out for good. But he didn't tell it to Dosan Vaviram. Because he knew if he's going to tell it to Dosan Vaviram, they're going to spill the beans to Paroi. So Dosan Vaviram really thought this is just a 3-day Shabbaton that we spoke last time. On them, it's not a time why they didn't leave. on the forfeits of Klal Yisrael that wanted to stay, even though they knew still a hate that they were really going out for good, they deserve to be punished, and they die in Mitzrayim. Aber does not be Rav, and Emes thought, they're missing the Shabbaton, but say that they'd rather stay behind. Of them is not as much of a time. As I saw, the Mitzrayim will turn. Yeah. We're getting to Kriyas Yamsov state. There's a famous medrash, Hayom Ro Vayonois, Ma Ro Hayam, Ro Brisa de Rabbi Shmuel. It's not the lashon of a medrash. What did the Yam see that the Yam decided to split? The Yam saw the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. What's the name? I saw a few pshatim. One pshat is, the Yam comes with a tiny bemis to when Moshe Rabbeinu comes and the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes, they want to be Korea the Yam. The Yam says, why do they deserve that the Mitzrayim are going to drown, the Yidden are going to be saved? They're Shavet b'Shavet, Kulam Shkuim b'Memtashari Tumo. Zok the Eberster in one of the Lashonis of the Medrash, Hani Asu Tshuva, the Yidden did Tshuva, the Mitzrayim didn't, the Yidden did Tshuva. Ver Zok the accepting Tshuva, someone that was already Shkuim the Memtashari Tumo. Zok the Yam, how do I know I should make a taste of Tshuva, Menolam? Teretz is Brisa de Rabbi Shmuel. There's a Tana, Rabbi Shmuel. Name a Tana after Yishmol. Yishmol. Yishmol was a tshuva. How do you know his tshuva was accepted? If it wouldn't have been accepted, he wouldn't be a brisa, the Rabbi Shmuel. So Ma Ra Hayam, he saw the brisa, the Rabbi Shmuel, that we understand that tshuva is accepted, even from Yishmol. Here also, it wasn't Klal Yisrael yet. That's part of the Yam's time. He says, who says we accept the tshuva? Another pshat is it means Brisa Rabbi Shmuel, because the pasuk says Hayom Rav Hayom Es Hayard. It means if Laocher Zogin Chazal, the Yam learned the Kal V'Chaimer from the Yarden. If the Yarden split for the Talmud Yeshua, certainly the Yam should split for the Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. Kal V'Chaimer is one of the Yud Gimel Midos in the Brisa of the Rabbi Shmuel. Ma Ro Hayam, the Yam saw the Brisa of the Rabbi Shmuel up to Darshan in the Yud Gimel Midos. The Kal V'Chaimer to teach me that he's supposed to go. Dan the Kal V'Chaimer. There's another pshat that the Prashas Drachim brings that the Yam was tining Halolo Evdei Avodah Zarah, Halolo Evdei Avodah Zarah, and the Eberster answers him back. Shoyte Sheba Oilam, listen to Lashon HaMemedrash. Shoyte Sheba Oilam, the Eberster tells the Yam. Klumat Adan Mezid Ke Oynes, Shoyge Ke Mezid and Oynes Ke Rotzen. That's the Lashon. So at the Prashas Drachim, there's a whole shakla of the Tariya going over here. Bemis, we know there's a Shailif, the Ovois, and the Shvatim, and the Klal Yisrael before the Matan Torah, if they have the din of a Benoyach or of Yisrael. Zok the Yam, Ashtikal Torah like this, they deserve to be punished. They're just like the Mitzrayim. You want a Taina that they have a Ptor of Shoigig? By a Benoyach, there's no Ptor of Shoigig. Shoigig is only by Yisrael. You want a Taina Oynes? Benoyach has a Ptor of Oynes. By Klal Yisrael, there's no Ptor of Oynes. It's one of the Gimel Averis Chamurs. So Zok the Yam and Monoshach, I'm going to dan a chumrah on both sides, also like a Benoyach and also like Yisrael. Zok the Rabbanim Shlom, Bedik the Graf, Shoyte Sheba Oilam. Someone that's machmer ke chumras be Shamei and chumras be Hillel, that's a Shoyte. Klumat the dan Shoyte ke Mezen, and at the same time Oynes ke Rotzen. It's Taka Chakir and the Brushes Drachim if they have a din of Yisrael or of a Benoyach. But Memonoshach. Other gives a aptor of shoygig like a Yisrael. Other gives a aptor of oynis like a benoyach. Beider, that's shoyte sheba oylam. As I zok the precious drachim, and he's medayik. That's why the medrash dricks ois shoyte, because the yam was a shoyte that he's being dan on both. Avad the beemes. It says later on that it was ner mumayim. It says chakim mumayim. The mayim was with chokhma. Avad there was a lot of chokhma in the mayim. What was the chokhma? The chokhma was all these pshatim. He dan the kal v'chaymer and shakol the tari. It was a chokhma. Ner mumayim. All these pshatim and ro hayam. This is a chokhma. That's the ner mumayim. I once wanted to declare what's the ner mumayim. Babel the kazach. It says in the psukim in the kriyas yamsuf. Salalu kaiferis. Some of the mitzrayim went down like kaiferis. Some went down like an even. Yidmu ka oven. And yechlemu ka kash. The krashi. How do you know kash kaiferis even? Pshat is different madrigas. The bigger it was a rosha, the more he was soivel. A big rush was like cash. It went up and down. Didn't go sink right away. The koiferis sinks right away. That's a gevaldik, a chochman, the mayim. The mayim mamash was a mishpat. And mistomet wasn't just three madregas. Mistomet in Evan Alain, mistomet is more than one madrega. Koiferis is different thickness and different densities. It's he's given hundreds and hundreds of levels. It's like a Valdika Chochma, the Mayim, as it was drowning the Mitzrayim. Mamish B'chochma Rabba was done, each one B'diyuk, Kifi Dargas Rish Usa. This is Nermu Mayim. Chochma. But here, the Eibush has said, Shoyte Sheva Oilam. This is with the Yam. What's with Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael, the stock over here, the Medrash says, it's Emerson Gefer L'chamatz, the Medrash describes, it's like a Yoina that was by Reach from the Nates. Predatory bird is coming after it. So instead he goes, hides in a cave. Comes a nochosh. He wants to go out. The nates is still out there. On the other side is an Arya. From alle Seiten. From alle Seiten. Mi'ayin over Ezra. And comes a Moira de Kines. Akris Yamsev. A Pella. You know, the Yoina didn't even think that that's what was going to happen. All of a sudden, you know, from the under cook. And we know that's what the Gemara says. Koshel is Zabgen Kris Yamsev. Koshel is Yivugan Shalodim Kris Yamsev. The Gemara also says, Koshel Parnosa Shalodim Kris Yamsev. To know these in Yonim. Parnos, a person makes a Zashtabas, Parshas Hamon, not Parshas Hamon, all kind of things. Like a lot of times the Shtabas is in one place, but at the end, the Yeshua comes, go from another angle. Azay by Kriyas Yamsuf, Azay by Parnosa, and Azay by Zivugin. You make your Shtabas. And then, Hashem Yilochem Lechem Va'atam Tacharishon, the Yeshua can go be from somewhere else. There is a pshat, we got to be kosher zivugan. Chasach, was meretz, kosher zivugan, that was nishta, sheva brachas yet, but this is a pshat, that you don't say by sheva brachas, that, you know, Nachshon went in first to the yam, and the yam didn't split right away. Nachshon slowly is going in, and the water is going higher and higher, until it got to his nose, and then came the Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, Nachshon, I don't know, but if the higher his nose was, that means he would have taken longer until the Kriyas Yamsuf, until the Yeshua finally came. So the higher your nose is, Azoy Zoychet by Zivugi. Aber, those are given the Matzah by Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a beautiful poem from the Ibn Ezra, a piyut. From the Ibn Ezra, in some Machzorim they have it in the Nusacha Piyot in Shvi Shal Pesach. He says, Arba Omdu Al Hayam. There were four standing by the Yam. Sur, Vitzir, Tsoin, Vitzar. And I'll explain. Sur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tsir is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the medium. He's the Tsir that connects us. Tsoin is the Klal Yisrael. And Sur is Mitzrayim. And it was Arba Omdu Al Hayam. Sur, Vitzir, Tsoin, Vitzar. Tsar heitzik letzoin. Tsoin tsaak letzir. Tsir chonan letzor. Vitzor tzival letzir. Tsei v'chaleitz tsoini miyad tsor. Bekitzer, the Eivish, the Klai Yisrael, Klai to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshchan at HaKadosh Baruch when he said he should save the Klai Yisrael on the time. It's Mamshich, but that's the, I'll call upon him the Tsuras Hadvarim. Tsor, Tsir, Tsoin, Vitzor. From the Ibn Ezra. Ruach HaKodesh. Vayosha Hashem Vayoyim Hahu Es Yisrael Miad Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was 7 days before. Now it's Shvi Shal Pesach already. It's 7 days later. About it, there's a Shver Rashi at the end of Parshas Shlach. Not Bishalach, in Parshas Shlach. In the Parshas Tzitzis, Rashi says, Shmoy Mechutim Shevet Tzitzis. Connected 8 days from Yitzias Mitzrayim for Kriyas Yamsuf. And everyone asked, it's not 8 days, it was only 7 days. So there's a Cheshmi, you start counting from Erev Pesach. I saw one shot is that it's a machlokes, but one man the Omer is that Tcheles is only one chut out of eight. Not two out of eight, only one out of eight. And that Rashi is saying, Tcheles is to remind you of Tcheles by Miliam. And the Shiva chut in Lavan, the Shevet Tzitzis, connected the Shiva Yamin from the Yitzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsuf. But the lashon of the pasuk is Vayosha Hashem Vayoyim Ahu. It's mashma that now is the Yitzias Mitzrayim. I thought the Yitzias Mitzrayim already was 7 days before. But the pshat is that if an Eved is Bayreach, the Odoim could still go run after him. And that's taka what happened. The Tzor is coming running after the Tzoyim. When it finally was Misasa Odoim, by Kriyas Yamsuf, that's when it finalizes and it's Chlor Vayosha Hashem Vayoyim Ahu. That's Yisrael Miad Mitzrayim. The Kriyas Yamsuf was when it was finalized, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was the Bayoy Mahu, when the Misas HaOdoy. Vayar Yisrael HaSiyar HaGdoyla, Vayiru HaOmes HaShem, Vayaminu BaShem HaVamoy SheAvdoy, a Shver HaShtikl Pasuk over here, First they had Yira, and then they had Amuna. Alas Farm Redenwagen then. First Yira, and then Amuna. In the Nesivas Sholem, he goes with a Mahalach. He says, there's Amuna, the Moyach, that a person knows, but it's not in his lev yet. Rav Elia talks about that all the time, the difference between Yediyah, the Yadata Hayoim, till Vashi Voice El Avavecha. The merchak between non-Yediyah to Yediyah is just as much as from Yediyah till Vashi Voice. So there's Amuna b'moyach, there's Amuna b'lev, and then there's even a higher Madrega. He writes by Riches about this. There's Amuna b'chol Ramach Evorim. A person could be kol kulay mahos Amuna. That Amuna comes after Yira. The darga of Amuna b'chol Ramach Evorim, when they jumped into the Yam. And there's also, there's Mesiris Nefesh b'moyach, there's Mesiris Nefesh b'lev, and then there's Mesiris Nefesh k'pshuti the Ramach Evorim. And his mom should write, it's the Lashon of a Medrash, Acha Omru Yisrael Shira, there was no one ever that said Shira, until the Yidden said Shira Bayam. Frekta from all kinds of Midrashim, Avram said Shira, Adam Arishan said Shira, Yitzchak said Shira, full of Shiras. He says, this was a Shira of Kol Ramach Evorim. It was the Amunah of Kol Ramach Evorim, Gevorna Klal Yisrael, though. It's a new Metzias. It was an Amunah that happens after the Yira, that's an Amunah B'chol Ramach Evorim. The Yira is in the Lev, and then you can have this higher Darga of Amunah. And Azoy is a Marach Dirt, the Nesiv Shalom, that there was an Amunah B'Ramach, Mesiris Nefesh B'Ramach, Evorim, Emunah B'Ramach. In Ali Shur, in Chelek Beis, near the end, he says a different taich. What does it mean that there's Emunah here after Yira? He says a member from Rabbi Rucham, and then he taiches it up. He said, if a person's shikr, you can't have Emunah. So first you have to get Yira. Yira is getting you out of the shikrus. That's that Ad Kam Lashon. Yira is hispakhus, waking up from the shikrus. Then you could, only then could you have Emunah. Volba teaches it up, say b'ktzor, it's a ganza, Arichas over there, he says, the Eibster created the world, Briyas Ha'olam, Olam is Haloma, the Eibster created a Welt, but the Etzem, he put the Olam to sleep, he gave it anesthesia. Right when he created the world, he hid himself, you don't see him, he's Nelam, and the world is fast asleep, very deep under, intoxicated with anesthesia. Toyu v'voyu, the word toyu means, he brings fancy words in Laz, but he says it means Hardoma. It means being put out. We put out. When it comes now, Mitzias Mitzrayim with Esam Makas with the Kriyas Yamsef and preparing for Matan Torah, that's when we're waking up slowly. You're giving him, you're deactivating the drugs, the narcotics, the Schlafenkeit. That's the Yira. And then you could start talking about Amuna. And that was the Seder Advarim. The Eivrist of the Emes hid himself and put the world to sleep for Ad Yoim Hashishi. Stark array of it, could I see? The Eibishter is behalten. You have to go find him. It's the moment, there's a Shein and Maisa. It was once, I forgot which rabbit it was, but one of his enikos was playing with a few of his friends, and they were playing hide and seek. It's not a game. Hide and seek. And the rabbit's enikos went and hid, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. He was cramped in a Winkeldorfen, he was in a good hiding place. It's not very good, they couldn't find him. After an hour and a half, Satutim Veda Vayner, he comes out, and he sees Bechla, all the Kinderlach are playing in a different game. They went and they totally forgot about him. He went over, he came with a tiny bus. They said, no, the rule is we have to look for you. We looked, we searched, we didn't find you. Now we're playing soccer. He said, no, the rule is you have to search me out until you find me. So they said, no, the rule is we search, we try, it's a few minutes, now we go find him. So Givarna Amrakocha, Vikuach. And the Rebbe heard that they're fighting. The Rebbe called over his enikel and the other friends. He said, "Was my high? What's the?" So he told him, "The kuvach mir halten us, mit avzuchen a bissel." And the Rebbe started crying. He said, "That's the whole story of this world. The Eibishter had sich behalten, and was supposed to search him out." Some people have an attitude. Okay, I tried. I came. I did. I served my time. Nay, mit av oizuchen till it's vayiru ha'ames Hashem, until it's vayaminu b'Hashem, until you take a fine. Yeah. There's a Morgan Avram in Simon Samach Zayin in Hilchos Kriya Shema that brings down that there's a mitzvah essay, the Raisa of mitzvahs Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zok the Morgan Avram, one can be Yoitza the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We say Vayoymer in Kriya Shema, but the Emes you could be Yoitza by saying a halacha of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Magen Avraham is Machadish, you're Yoitza also if you say Oz Yoshir. If you didn't say Kriyat Shema, you just say Az Yashir, with Az Yashir, you're also Yotze, the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mistam, if you say this Mogen Avram, you're also Yotze. It's also halacha about Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, the Mogen Avram says, you're Yotze if you say Az Yashir. The Chasam Sofer in Hagoyis in Shulchan Aruch is Choylik on the Mogen Avram. And Rabbi Kiveger also in Hagoyis in Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting, Rabbi Kiveger Taka brings from his son-in-law the Chasam Sofer, but he's not quoting the Hagoyis Chasam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch, because in Rabbi Kiveger Shulchan Aruch didn't have Hagoyis from the Chasam Sofer, but he quotes a different place where there's a tshuva from his son-in-law the Chasam Sofer. Over Tarvayim, the Chasam Sofer, and Rabbi Kiveger argue on the Mogen Avram, they say, you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by just saying us Yashir. Because it's not Yoim Seischa. And the mitzvah is you must mention that it's Yoim Seischa. And by mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf, it doesn't say anywhere in the Shiras Hayam about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's Kriyas Yamsuf. That's how the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram holds, and we mentioned this idea before, that Kriyas Yamsuf is really the finalizing, the finale of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sometimes we have a machloikis. The Mogen Avram holds that the Yisoid of Kriyas Yamsuf is Meshach Shaychi as a Hashlomo, a Chelek of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf, Heist Gezok Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Kiveger, a Chelek, they all know Kriyas Yamsuf is a Zach Varzik. Remember, we brought a smach to the Mogen Avram before. Vayoysha Hashem, Vayoy Mahu. We typed it up because the Misa Sa'odon was by Kriyas Yamsuf. And Zogan Andresver. But that's the Mikuach, the Mogen Avram. And Rabbi Kiveger. Ayimach Kenvet and Rishus, we know that the Parashas Drachim, we mentioned it earlier, that talks about if the Klal Yisrael has a din of Benoyach or Yisrael, and it's Yidua, the Parashas Drachim has a very long theme of an explanation there, and he explains how this is a Machloikis Achroinim, and then he brings that it's a Machloikis Rishonim, and then he brings that it's a Machloikis Hanoyim, and then he brings it to Machloikis Yosef and the brothers. We talked about it in Bereshis, how the Yosef and the brothers are fighting about this concept. So says, you see, there's a gevissa derech halima that a machloikas achroinim can zayin hot shroshim gar in earlier sources. I want to clarify also that this machloikas Mogen Avram keneged achasam sofer oichet is a machloikas keduma. Rashi says that the Eibushter told the Yidden to ask for biza by the Mitzrayim, and Rashi said shelo yoyma roisei tzadik va'avodim v'inu roisim kaim bem va'acha kaim v'elchu v'chushgod oloi kaim to bem. The Eibushter says to Yidden, please take Rechush when you go out of Mitzrayim, because I promised Avraham Avinu that I'm going to give you a biza, and he's going to come complain to me. So therefore, up to the Bani Shalom, please take Rechush God. Frek the Goyin, and a lot of Achranim also talk about this kasha. The reason the Eibushter has to give us a biza by Mitzrayim is because Avraham Avinu is going to come with Tainus. The reason he has to give us biza is because he told us, Avort is Avort, the Eibushter promise. Not because just because Avraham Avinu is going to come complaining. Harvei tshuv is bedover. But I saw that the Goyin says that the Eibushter promised us Rechush Gadol by Yitzias Mitzrayim. But he relied, he holds like the Mogen Avraham. And he says, I can give them the Biza by the Yam. And giving them the Biza by the Yam is going to constitute the Havtocha of giving them Rechush Gadol by Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Eibushter was worried that maybe Avraham Avinu holds like the Chasam Sofer and Kiveger. And he's going to come kinda that no, there has to be Rechush Gadol by Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Yitzias Mitzrayim is Doch Yitzias Mitzrayim. So up to Eibushter, Shelo Yoimar Oisei Tzadik, that Avraham Avinu is going to come as their gate with the Chasam Sofer and with Rabbi Kiveger, as the Rechush Muzayin in Mitzrayim, Shelo Yoimar, give us a Rechush Oichet in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Over El, be the Mogen Avraham. So a cleric, Naza Signon of a Shaila. It's interesting, there's another Mogen Avraham. There's another Mogen Avram. We talked just now about the Mogen Avram that you yoitza the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by saying Oz Yoshir. And it's a machloikis. The Chasam Sofer, the Kiveger argue, who types it up, the machloikis efshir. There's another Mogen Avram. In Tofresh Pehei, the Mogen Avram says, you have at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, the Parsh of Amalek, 8th Psukim Vegan Amalek. We learn it on Purim. Zok the Mogen Avram, you know, there's a mitzvah essay, the Raiso, once a year, to say Zohar, Zechiras Amalek. It's another Zechir. We talked about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Chiddush of the Mogen Avram, Yoytze with Az Yosher, you don't have to say Kriyishma. Her Nocha Chiddush. The Mogen Avram is Machadish. And Tofresh Behei, that loved up, you have to say Parshas Kiseitze. The Parsha of Amalek in Parshas Kiseitze. If you say the Parsha of Amalek in Parshas B'Shalach, you're also Yoytze the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. Zok the Mogen Avram. The Mishnah Brewer is Cholik. The Mishneh Berurah says, no, you have to dafka say Parshas Kisetze. And he says, because in Parshas B'Shalach, it doesn't mention the Melchoma. It mentions that Amalek started up with us and how Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayarim Yoshi Yodav, but it doesn't mention Mochel Timcha, that we have to go B'loichem and Moichek Amalek. And Chelik of the Mitzvah of Zechira is not just to mention what the Shlech that Amalek did to us, it's to taka the Ma'ir to go to the Melchoma. And that you only have in Parshas Kisetze. And that's a Machlaikis, Morgan Avram, and Mishneh Berurah, Baiter, Vikuach, Legabi Hilchas Zechira. Shamati, Chiddush. There's a Shaila, Noshem Apote from Melchemes Amalek. But are they chayiv in Zechiras Amalek? Big Machlaikis Mishayim. Chayat HaChiddush. The Mishneh Berurah says, you're not Yoitza with Bishalach because it doesn't mention the Melchama. Noshin for sure could be Yitzhak with Pashas Mishalach. Halacha l'maisa, a lot of times they don't go to Shabbos Zohar, but they come here Megillah in the day. The Kriyas Megillah B'Yoyim, and the Kriyas Atay right before Mikra Megillah, if they come in time, is Mishalach. No, it's Machalik is Mogan Aron in Mishneh Berurah, Yitzhak Mishalach. Noshin could for sure be Yitzhak with Pashas Mishalach. Because what's the tzad to say that you need Dafka Pashas Kiseitze? Because you have to mention the Molchama. On the tzad that it's a dinner, the Molchama! Avad Noshin Apotah. The tzad to be mechayim them is because the mitzvah of Zechira Amalek is a bezundere mitzvah, not dafka tied to the Melchama, just to remember the shlech that they did to us. So in Avadah there's no reason not to be yoyitz with Parshas B'Shalach. So Noshim for sure can be made. I'm not saying Allah Chalamais, I'm saying Chumashir, but Hatzah, the Efshir Noshim are allowed to farlosich on the Magen Avraham to be yoyitz with Parshas B'Shalach. Raya L'Dovar, the Chinuch says that is a mitzvah to lain zocher, and he says it lav dafka has to be every year, because he says in the olden days when they finished the Torah only once every 3 years, so they only did zechiras Amalek only once every 3 years. Apella, they did it in Bishalach, and they did it in Kisetze. On the first ride to the Mishneh Berurah, Apella on the Magen Avraham from the Chinuch. The Torah says the Chinuch is the one that says that Noshim are chayiv in Zechiras Amalek. That's not a din of the Melchama. I'm sorry, that's a din of the Melchama. Noshim HaPoter, because it's a din of the Melchama. Chinuch says. So let him avadi enough yet to Bishalach. Avadi, he holds it. It's not a raya from him. The Magen Avraham is masking that, like the Chinuch, avadi, you have to dafki be yoitze with Parshas Kisetze and not with Parshas Bishalach. Because it's a din of the Melchama. Oshira Lashem. See the Shira. Oshira Lashem. We made now Gzeir Shavah Zechira Zechira. That's how we got to the end of the parasha. We went back to Ashira. Ashira LaHashem. Meridik Gazach. The Gemara says in Chulin that Tzadik Aleph that Klal Yisrael says Hashem's name after two words. Shema Yisrael Hashem. Malachim are not on that madrega. Malachim say Hashem's name after three words. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem. Obrdo by Shira. What a Shira could do? Oz Yashir Moshe. Mikam the Tchias HaMesim in HaTayr. Filo HaMenshvas is Mamish. The Amatzah that he means the Tchias HaMesim. What Shira can uplift him. And Ashira is even after one word. Ashira! And Gleich Lashem. Shema Yisrael is two words. Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish is three words. Ashira! Mit Shira Afilo in Einvort. Is Minshon Gleich. By Shem. Shav Ashira Tak. Shav Ashira. I want to talk about the mon for a few minutes. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos, that there's a mixas mekaymus to have a minute to eat a certain kind of pashtida, which is a certain kind of stuffed. Some people call it kugel, it's not kugel, it's some kind of a stuffed thing that has meat stuffed up with the pashtida. That's mechusa lamala lamata, zecha lamon. As I bring the Ramah, that's in it, it's on some kind of a berekech, basically. It has dough on both sides, it's stuffed. It's Zeichel Amon. And the Chorot's a Pele, the Bir Allah, what it asks, Mamash, in the beginning of Hilcha Shabbos, Zeichel Amon, the Mon didn't fall on Shabbos. You're supposed to eat this on Shabbos, Zeichel Amon. The Mon didn't fall on Shabbos. The Mon fell, Vahoye Be'em HaShishi, fell Lecha Mishma. So he says, that's good for, we're making a zecher for the mon that didn't fall. He says, then Abizai Yishidi, the Yontif, he's medayik in the Ramah, that this din of Pashtid is not on Yontif. Because other dinim that the Ramah brings there in Yonim to do on Shabbos, he says Klora to do it on Yom Tov also. This Pashtida thing is only Shabbos, not Yom Tov. If it's Zecher for the times that the month didn't fall, it should also be on Yom Tov. So he says a different Pshat in Biralach. He brings a Pshat from Teres Chaim. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. We know that Shabbos, the emes is the three Shabbosim. His Shabbos Bereishis, his Shabbos Matan Torah, and the Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. And that's the Torah, where he says. Torah, I think it's a Medrash. Leil Shabbos, the theme of Tefillah, is Ata Kidashta, talks about Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Baboiker, we say Yismach Moshe, is Shabbos Matan Torah. And Shabbos by Mincha, Ravin the Ravin, Shabbos by Mincha is Ata Echad, Me'ein Olam Haba. Derech Agav, I saw that Rav Futner asks a Gevaldik Akasha, doesn't say Teretz. On Yom Tov, when Yom Tov is Chal on Shabbos, so we say Yom Tov to Kedavan, we mention Shabbos. But where was it Nel on this Inyan that on Meir we should stress the Shabbos Bereishis and that by Shabbos Baboiker we should stress Matan Torah? We just say V'yayim HaShabbos. We add just the parentheses of Shabbos into the Nusach of Yom Tov. Where was it Nel on that there's different parts of Shabbos? There's Lil Shabbos, which is a process. B'cholif, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba and Zok Tabir Alocha that we do many things that are going to be a remes for the Shabbos of Olam Haba. We eat basar v'dogim keneged the sudas levyoson and keneged the basar of the shorabor. The yayin that we drink on Shabbos is keneged the yayin hamashumr ba'anovav l'sheshes meberashis. And the mon is because the Gemara says in Chagiga that there are seven rakiyim and one of them is shchokim and it's called so because that's where the malachim are grinding mon for the tzaddikim l'osik lokim. So the mon, this pashtida, this minig is not for the mon of that didn't fall in the midbar. It's gar the me'ein olam haba dike chelek of Shabbos of the month. It says in the pasuk by the month, there's bemes a stira, what the month tasted like. The medrash says it's a stira. One place it says it was lechem min hashamayim. Another place it says taimoy kitzapiches bedvash, taimoy kitam l'shar Hashem, in different taimim. There's a member from the Chofetz Chaim. What if you know, the Chazal say it tasted whatever you wanted it to taste. He says, and what if you didn't have any machshava? What did it taste like? So he said, as mitrachnisht, hotas nishkentam. It's yisoid. To do things with machshava. But the emesis, I had a kasha, the pasuk says that it tasted like dvash. When did it taste like dvash? It tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. So I'm all I wanted to say, when you didn't think, then it tasted like dvash. But the Chofetz Chaim says nishtas. He says, as mitrach nisht hotas nishkentam. So when did it taste like dvash? Teretz is poshet. If you thought that it should taste like lasagna, it tasted like lasagna. And if you thought it should taste like sushi, it tasted like sushi. And if you thought it should taste like mon, the time of mon is ketzapichas bedvash. Now the emes says, if you look at the medrash is mashma, it's not talking about lasagna. The medrash says, a makar that the mon tasted like anything. Zok the medrash. Shtei tochastira. In one place it tasted like lechem. In another place it says dvash. In another place it says shemen. So many different tastes. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Medrash. Must be. It could taste like anything. Sai lechem. Sai shemen. Sai dvash. This was the musagim, not the... Shnot alpayim. Alpayim taimen. Alpayim taimen and glida. Yeah. Nay. I'm all in the gazok. It could even taste like glida. Yetz retman. And the glida is told us totally saying. Mastik betam glida, glida betam mastik. Oh, but doshtein ander zach. Oder dvash, oder shemen, oder lechet. And that's famous in the soyin. You know, it says by the mono was in the soyin. Leman an asenu. Hayelich betayrosi imloi. What was in the soyin? It's a gebaldik in the soyin. A person has an asoyin. He could make it taste like whatever he wants. And the asoyin is to keep it simple. The pasuk says, "V'hoya b'yoyim hashishi ve'ichinu es asher yaviu." The Gemara darshens in Shabbos. Omer Abchista, lo'olam yashkim adam loitzos Shabbos. A person is supposed to wake up early for loitzos Shabbos. Shenemer v'hoya b'yoyim hashishi. Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Simei Reish Nun. What's the makar of this din? V'hoya b'yoyim hashishi. Where does it say right in the morning? Maybe it means in the afternoon. So Rashi says, because the same way the mon fell down every day in the morning, v'hoya b'yoyim hashishi ve'ichinu. Every day when did the mon come? In the morning. Here also in the morning. Zok the bir aloch and simen reishnon. Avada, you have to daven first, Kriya Shema Tefila. And then afterwards, maybe you can go before Seder, after Seder, he starts clearing it. Does he have a Seder Liman on Friday? No. But you have to daven first, this man. But he brings from the Taz and the Prima Godin and the Mr. Turan that it's a different shot. V'hoya b'yayim ha-shishu, how do you know it means right away? Because ain v'hoya el miyad. Zok the Prima Godin, in Siman Reishnon, like that shot, it's a machalikas v'shoinim, it's miyad, ala voker, even before Kriyashma Tefila. Uvuvat shalo yafsid zman Kriyashma, which he means you daven active, make sure not to miss this man. But you could even do Achonis Shabbos, far daven. Some things you could even do far daven. Bechiris, yeah? Far. Zok the Bira Locha, why don't we bring down this Prima Godim? Avada, he says you have to daven first. Zok there, the Prima Godim was Makaris, because we're darshaning, Vahoya, Bayayim Ashishi, ain't Vahoya Lamiyad. He says this was in the times of the Midbar in Moro, when they were given Shabbos, the first week they were given Shabbos, and they were told about it by the mon that they shouldn't go collect the mon, that they're going to get a double portion on Shishi. There was no Kriyashma then. It was before Matan Torah. Over there, Bahoya could mean Miyad. But Avada, Zok the Bira Locha, Gayorin, that is Kriyashma? Avada Kriyashma Utfila before Hachonis Shabbos. There's another whole sugya here of Lechem Mishnah. It's also the Makoros from here. V'hoya b'yayim ha-shishi loktu Lechem Mishnah. And more than that also, Bechlal, the entire sugyas, we don't have time, but the entire sugyas of Shabbos, of Sudas Shabbos, the Gemara all comes out from this one pasuk over here that it says b'yayim three times. B'yayim ha-moshe ichlu ha-yayim, ki Shabbos ha-yayim la-shem, ha-yayim la-intimtsu basada. And we know, of course, there's a sheet of Rav Chidka. He holds that there's four sudas on Shabbos. Because besides the suda at night, there's three more sudas by Yoyim. And we pass like the Rabbanan, two sudas. That's what we have. Shalosh sudas. It's a great sugya. We don't have time. I want to be speaking at another minyan though. There's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Shin Chav Dalet brings that there's a minig on Tu B'Shvat. Oh, not on Tu B'Shvat. On Parshas B'Shalach. It goes together usually. But on Shabbos B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, to put chitim for the oifis. Zok, the Morgan Avram, the Einay Nochon. Because in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Chavdal, it's talking about there, you can give food to animal, only if it's an animal that's soymech al shulchani, that mizaynoysoy alov. But if this animal, this oif, is not mizaynoysoy chalecho, it's not your achrayas, you don't have it, it's also on Shabbos. Pasha med Rabbonan, aber. As I frek the Morgan Avram on the minig. He bleib shver the Morgan Avram. On the minig. So in the Yismach Yisro, he says, what's takip shat? Morgan Avram says this also. What's takedav shat? There's a minig. So he says, everything we do is an esoiris that the Eberster will do for us. When we go and give mezainis to an oif, and dafkan oif, an oif that's not our achrayas on. Succumb to feigel, succumb to them, we owe him something to the bird. And we went, lefnim ishur asadim. Succumb to nish, mehechateisa. And we went and we gave mezainis to him. That's ma'oir that the Rabbeinu Shloim will give us shefa mezainis, even if we don't deserve it. And that's dafka what we give to an oif. Dafka to an oif that, you know, even an animal, a person feeds his animal, his horse, his cow, in the madrega of the animal, whatever his seichel, darvis seichel it is, the animal feels, you know, I worked for this balbos, arbitrary, so come to me, this lesson. The burden is, it's a free thing. You know? That's how a person has to know how it works with the shtablis. It's a kumpmanisht. It's not like by the hand, it's like by an oif. It's a dafka gift to an oif. Because that's going to remind us and realize that the parnosa doesn't come dafka from our shtablis. And that's what it means when you're supposed to say the Parshas Hamon. And it's not just the Amira or the Shluchim or the by the Rabbanim. It's the Amira is supposed to be Ma'orer on the person to be Mizboilin and realize that the Parshas of Shefa of Parnosis that the Eberste Kimtas, Landafka, Sukumtan, Sukumtas Nisht, was the Eberste that given. And that's the Inyan of giving to the bird, Dafka was Eskumtan Nisht, and we go and give it. Azayzot is Machisrael Barichus. Just didn't understand. Oh, but what's his fort with the Morgan Avram's kasha? He brings the Morgan Avram. And then he says this whole shtickle. Oh, but what's with the Morgan Avram? So someone wanted to tell me, pshat, the kasha was that you're giving the birds and it's not mezainoysen alov and they have to face on Shabbos, it's not. But there it says, no, the tustas for dinah mezainis. It's not for the birds. It's to be ma'oyer and yeshefa for your panosis, tut for the men shalein, and that's actually what he means. That's in trachten. If he means that, copy the Morgan Avram. I'll call upon him, b'cholikim, z'ma'amazoyfa, 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 z